Animal Rein Grober reports today on the Trump administration's intentions in Venezuela, which it initially justified as a counter-narcotic surge, but has now expanded to target sanctioned oil tankers. As its military blockade of the South American country intensifies, so does speculation about regime change. Within Venezuela, the U.S. buildup is having a galvanizing effect. Local opinion polls show overwhelming support for self-determination through internal dialogue and reconciliation. We believe in the need to form a broad table where the different political sectors of the country are integrated in the search for a great national democratic agreement. Jesus Gonzalez, a professor at the Central University of Venezuela, told Agencia AFAA at a recent gathering of civil society organizations. It's Tuesday, December 23rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Officials in Denmark and Greenland expressed alarm over President Donald Trump's renewed calls for the autonomous Danish territory to become part of the United States. Mr. Trump had announced Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, who shares that goal, as his special envoy to the vast Arctic island. Meanwhile, more than 30 career diplomats serving in ambassadorial positions, mostly in Africa and Asia, will be replaced with political appointees on board with the president's America First foreign policy vision. Syria has largely dismantled the mass production of the synthetic drug Captagon, according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. 1 year after the fall of the Bashar al-Assad regime, authorities have shut 15 large laboratories and 13 warehouses. A UN official credited political will and international cooperation. But experts warn that Captagon-branded stimulants still dominate Middle Eastern markets, with stockpiles remaining and small-scale production persisting in Syria and neighboring states. Also, 25 women in India crocheted an 18-foot Christmas tree to celebrate the season and a newfound community. The Crochet Collective, which formed online in the northwestern state of Goa during the pandemic, had never met in person. This year, one member's inspiration brought a committed group of women together to crochet hundreds of squares of yarn. They eventually attached those colorful squares to a metal frame to create a tree, which the local museum put on display. "Now we're not alone," one member said. "We've found each other." Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Efforts to stop black market oil tankers from entering or leaving Venezuela signal that U.S. goals go beyond the narcotics trade to include pressure on the Maduro regime. Anna Morain Groba reports for the Monitor. Many Ukrainians lament that the scandal in the president's inner circle is a reminder that a corrupt culture still lurks in the halls of power. Yet many are encouraged that the anti-corruption apparatus was strong enough to pursue the powerful. Howard Lafranchi reports from Kyiv, Ukraine for the Monitor. Aquarium of Amazing Fishes is a gift to Kramatorsk, Ukraine, from a local couple who wanted to share their enchantment with the world's tropical seas and rivers. Today, it allows visitors to dream of worlds beyond a war that has made their city a battle zone. Howard Lafranchi reports from Kramatorsk, Ukraine for the Monitor. Most clandestine migrants leaving West Africa for Europe are men, but the experience also transformed the lives of the women they leave behind. Colette Davidson and contributor Esalie Diodo report from Tia Roysomer and Joel Senegal for the Monitor. wading through a crinkly sea of wrapping paper, scavenging frugal gifts for college flatmates, mailing Christmas cheer to marooned bricklayers far from home. Sometimes the sweetest holiday memories are the simplest. Contributor Murr Brewster writes for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on the eternal gift of Christmas. It's that season again when gift-giving and buying go into overdrive as around the world, Christians and those of other faiths celebrate Christmas, each in their special way. To Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of this newspaper and of the Church of Christ Scientist, the occasion transcends material gifts. Christmas, in Christian Science, stands for the real, the absolute, and eternal. For the things of spirit, not of matter, she wrote in the New York World in December 1905. As theology professor Dion Forster wrote in The Conversation a few years ago, the focus has turned from the sacred to the secular and from God to the human self. However, recent years have also seen a growing concern over the commercialization of Christmas. And this year, tight budgets and rising prices have more than 50% of Americans reporting they will be cutting back on spending for gifts. Together, these shifts can help Christians in particular to rediscover the spiritual import of what a popular carol calls the tidings of comfort and joy that heralded the birth of Christ Jesus and the divine truth he represented. And in that process, they might find that small acts of generosity and fewer, smaller gifts resonate with greater meaning. In the war trenches of Ukraine, comfort and joy glimmered at the start of its annual winter holiday season in early December. An online initiative helped transmit heartfelt greetings from civilians to soldiers. In turn, troops carried good cheer to young students displaced by the fighting. Visiting the children and talking with them is what motivates us, a representative told the major news outlet. In this way, we thank them for all the support they provide us. A recent survey confirms that Americans are placing greater value on the joy of sharing attention and presence rather than presents. 60% of respondents said gifting culture is out of hand, and 44% said they preferred the gift of time instead of things. These evolving views track with reports of an increased interest in Christianity in the West. A study on the United Kingdom's Quiet Revival estimates that church attendance has risen by 50% since 2018. In France, the number of baptisms among 18 to 25-year-olds more than quadrupled between 2020 and 2024. And in the United States, the decline in church-going appears to be reversing, as more young adults seek spiritual connection and comfort. "Don't be a cynic about today's religious revival," urged a headline in the Dispatch earlier this month. The article noting a marked change in college students' curiosity about religion. Together, the trends toward more faith and fewer rituals can help us better appreciate the eternal gift of Christmas. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how no matter the season, we're all recipients of God-given joy, wholeness, and love. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.